Pet lovers are dedicated to their animals, all species from horses to turtles, and of course, cats and dogs. If you are a pet lover, learn these little known, somewhat amazing facts about your pet. It's Pet Tips at the Tail End with Fagan Sanchez. Do you think that most flea and tick treatments are pretty much the same? Have you ever used a product for dogs on a cat or vice versa? Do you think that what you can get in the pet or farm store is probably just as good, only cheaper than what the vet can offer? I hope you answered no to these questions. The very sad truth is that even when caring for our pets, the old saying, you get what you pay for, is very true. People try to get by with cheaper solutions that end up costing more in emergency vet care. There are some products on the market today which are known to cause toxic poisoning or central nervous damage among cats, leading to death. Is chancing death worth the savings to you? My vet informs me that too many people have been doing this lately. They buy a cheap, over-the-counter product that results in intensive vet care, often still ending in painful death and loss. Now I ask you, how much did you save by not using the better, safer product that a vet can prescribe? The same is also true for dogs. You can't use a product made for cats on dogs. Some do not even prevent against all types of worms, yet the packaging is misleading and you think you are treating for fleas, ticks, and heartworms. Please consult your vet for safe, reliable flea and tick treatment. It's the compassionate, right action to take. This whisker of information has been made possible by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting in partnership with Spot, Saving Pets One at a Time, and KSVR Studios. Theme music by Stuardo Glasser and produced by Isla Bystrom-Williams.